Chapter 115. It was barely settled when a manly form was seen to pass the windows and heard to knock and ring. "Here's Fledgeby," apostrophe said Lammle. "He admires you and has a high opinion of you. I'll be out. Coax him to use his influence with the Jew. His name is Raya, of the House of Pupsy and Company," apostrophe adding these words under his breath, lest he should be audible in the erect ears of Mr. Fledgeby, through two keyholes and the hall. Lammle, making signals of discretion to his servant, went softly upstairs. "Mr. Fledgeby," apostrophe said Mrs. Lammle, giving him a very gracious reception, "so glad to see you. My poor dear Alfred, who is greatly worried just now about his affairs, went out rather early. Dear Mr. Fledgeby, do sit down." Apostrophe, dear Mr. Fledgeby did sit down, and satisfied himself, or, judging from the expression of his countenance, dissatisfied himself, that nothing new had occurred in the way of Whisker Sprout since he came round the corner from the Albany. "Dear Mr. Fledgeby, it was needless to mention to you that my poor dear Alfred is much worried about his affairs at present, for he has told me what a comfort you are to him in his temporary difficulties, and what a great service you have rendered him. Apostrophe, oh! Apostrophe, apostrophe," said Mr. Fledgeby. "Yes, apostrophe," said Mrs. Lammle. "I didn't know," apostrophe remarked Mr. Fledgeby, trying a new part of his chair, "but that Lammle might be reserved about his affairs." Apostrophe, not to me, apostrophe said Mrs. Lammle, with deep feeling. "Oh, indeed?" Apostrophe, apostrophe said Fledgeby. "Not to me, dear Mr. Fledgeby. I am his wife." Apostrophe, yes. I always understood so, apostrophe said Mr. Fledgeby. "And as the wife of Alfred, may I, dear Mr. Fledgeby, wholly without his authority or knowledge, as I am sure your discernment will perceive, entreat you to continue that great service, and once more use your well-earned influence with Mr. Raya for a little more indulgence. The name I have heard Alfred mention, tossing in his dreams, is Raya, is it not?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, the name of the creditor is Raya, apostrophe said Mr. Fledgeby, with a rather uncompromising accent on his noun substantive. "St. Mary Axe. Pupsy and Company," apostrophe, "oh yes." Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Mrs. Lammle, clasping her hands with a certain gushing wildness. "Pupsy and Company." Apostrophe, the pleading of the feminine apostrophe Mr. Fledgeby began, and there stuck, so long for a word to get on with, that Mrs. Lammle offered him sweetly, "Heart?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "no," apostrophe said Mr. Fledgeby, "gender is ever what a man is bound to listen to, and I wish it rested with myself. But this Raya is a nasty one, Mrs. Lammle, he really is. Apostrophe, not if you speak to him, dear Mr. Fledgeby. Apostrophe, upon my soul and body he is. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Fledgeby. Try. Try once more, dearest Mr. Fledgeby. What is there you cannot do, if you will? Apostrophe, apostrophe, thank you, apostrophe said Fledgeby, you're very complimentary to say so. I don't mind trying him again, at your request. But of course I can't answer for the consequences. Raya is a tough subject, and when he says he'll do a thing, he'll do it." Apostrophe, exactly so, apostrophe cried Mrs. Lammle, "and when he says to you he'll wait, he'll wait." Apostrophe, she is a devilish clever woman, apostrophe thought Fledgeby. "I didn't see that opening, but she spies it out and cuts into it as soon as it's made." Apostrophe, in point of fact, dear Mr. Fledgeby, apostrophe Mrs. Lammle went on in a very interesting manner, not to affect concealment of Alfred's hopes, "to you who are so much his friend, there is a distant break in his horizon." Apostrophe, this figure of speech seemed rather mysterious to fascination Fledgeby, who said, "There's a what in his, eh?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, Alfred, dear Mr. Fledgeby, discussed with me this very morning, before he went out, some prospects he has, which might entirely change the aspect of his present troubles. Apostrophe, really? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Fledgeby. Oh yes. Apostrophe, apostrophe, here Mrs. Lammle brought her handkerchief into play. And you know, dear Mr. Fledgeby, you who study the human heart, and study the world, what an affliction it would be, to lose position, and to lose credit, when ability to tide over a very short time might save all appearances. Apostrophe, oh. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Fledgeby. Then you think, Mrs. Lammle, that if Lammle got time, he wouldn't burst up? To use an expression, apostrophe, Mr. Fledgeby apologetically explained, which is adopted in the money market. Apostrophe, indeed, yes. Truly, truly, yes. Apostrophe, that makes all the difference, apostrophe, said Fledgeby. I'll make a point of seeing Raya at once. Apostrophe, blessings on you, dearest Mr. Fledgeby. Apostrophe, apostrophe, not at all, apostrophe, said Fledgeby. She gave him her hand. The hand, apostrophe, said Mr. Fledgeby, of a lovely and superior-minded female is ever the repayment of a, apostrophe, noble action. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mrs. Lammle, extremely anxious to get rid of him. It wasn't what I was going to say, apostrophe, returned Fledgeby, who never would, under any circumstances, accept a suggested expression, but you're very complimentary. May I imprint A1 upon it? Good morning. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I may depend upon your promptitude, dearest Mr. Fledgeby? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Fledgeby, looking back at the door and respectfully kissing his hand, you may depend upon it. Apostrophe, in fact, Mr. Fledgeby sped on his errand of mercy through the streets, at so brisk a rate, that his feet might have been winged by all the good spirits that wait on generosity. They might have taken up their station in his breast too, for he was blithe and merry. There was quite a fresh trill in his voice, when, arriving at the counting house in Street Mary Axe, and finding it for the moment empty, he trolled forth at the foot of the staircase. Now, Judah, what are you up to there? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the old man appeared, with his accustomed deference. Halloa! Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Fledgeby, falling back, with a wink. You mean mischief, Jerusalem. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the old man raised his eyes inquiringly. Yes, you do, apostrophe, said Fledgeby. Oh, you sinner! Oh, you dodger! What? You're going to act upon that bill of sale at Lammle's, are you? Nothing will turn you, won't it? You won't be put off for another single minute, won't you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, ordered to immediate action by the master's tone and look, the old man took up his hat from the little counter where it lay. You have been told that he might pull through it if you didn't go in to win, wide awake, have you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Fledgeby. And it's not your game that he should pull through it, ain't it? You having got security, and there being enough to pay you? Oh, you do. Apostrophe, the old man stood irresolute and uncertain for a moment, as if there might be further instructions for him in reserve. Do I go, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he at length asked in a low voice. Asks me if he is going. Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Fledgeby. Asks me, as if he didn't know his own purpose. Asks me, as if he hadn't got his hat on ready. Asks me, as if his sharp old eye, why, it cuts like a knife, wasn't looking at his walking stick by the door. Apostrophe, apostrophe, do I go, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, do you go? Apostrophe, apostrophe, sneered Fledgeby. Yes, you do go. Toddle, Judah. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.